We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, felt the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion.
We need longer commercial breaks. People think I'm joking. We went an hour without a commercial break. There's a table here. They are regular listeners to our show. They've never come here before. So we're at Twin Peaks in Davie. So there's a table here. Four real nice guys. One of them's wearing a Dolphins Ricky Williams jersey. Like, they all... big Hurricanes fans, Gators fans, and Dolphins fans. And about around 2:55 or 3:10, I walked over, I said hello, you walked over, said hello, and I said, oh, we're going to go do a quick segment, we'll come back and say hi. Then we were on the air for an hour, and people must have thought, those guys must have thought we were just being jerks. We didn't come back.
Big man.
And as I walked over there during this last commercial break, I go, we had a technical issue. We were not able to take a commercial break for the last hour. And I'm winded. But they were very nice and very understanding. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So, we've had technical issues at the radio station before. I think all radio stations do. But I've never been in a situation on talk radio where you were unable to play commercials for an hour. And again, it's not that there's anything – there's no shortage of things to talk about today. It's just kind of the way that we had the show planned was a little bit more regimented, where we would break and then come back with this. Break, come back with that. And it's harder to make that transition. Not that anyone cares.
Just got to get quiet for a second and just start up again. Kane sounds good. Dolphins here.
Right.
We just
that's exactly what it is. So we'll do Sat Your Ass Down in the next segment. In the next segment, Sat Your Ass Down. And what are we going to give away for that? Oh, I think we've got a Tucker Dukes gift card to give away for that, right, Solana?
Yes, we do.
All right, so we'll give away $50 at Tucker Dukes where we can get the Hockman Burger. In fact, I do have a prize right now. We'll just take a caller number. What number caller do you want to take here, Solana?
Let's take caller number 3.
All right, caller number 3. We've got tickets for Five Finger Death Punch. And Adrian here, our engineer, said that that's a good show. Five Finger Death Punch, April 8th at the BB&T Center with Papa Roach. I know Papa Roach. And I Prevail and Ice Nine Kills. I guarantee you, Doug Plagans will be at that show.
Oh, right up his alley.
That is Doug Plagans' wheelhouse. If that concert was in Dubuque, Doug Plagans would be there.
He's there.
Doug Plagans will absolutely be there. Tickets go on sale Friday, this Friday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. If you want to win one pair of tickets for Five Finger Death Punch and Papa Roach, I Prevail and Ice Nine Kills, be caller 3. To 786-360-0790. 786-360-0790. And that table, by the way, Solana, I know you got to answer the phones to get the winner. The table over there, the guy who's sitting in the white button-down shirt there, he was telling me, my right hand to God, he loves Solana's weather reports.
Come on, man.
It's his favorite part of the show, Solana's weather reports. Although he did say he loves when I correct him on his English and his grammar. He said millennials, they don't care if their grammar or their English is correct, and he loves when I correct them. So, but he loves your weather report, Solana.
Who doesn't?
Most everybody involved with the show,
yeah,
including our program director and Adrian. Everybody, in fact, everybody except the guy at that table,
yes,
hates your weather reports. All right, we're at Twin Peaks and Davie. So when we opened the show at 2 o'clock, I said, well, there's a lot of stuff to get to today. The Dolphins, they are fun. And I had an enjoyable time watching the game yesterday, and I'm falling in love with that team and with Brian Flores. The Hurricanes, we talked about them for just about the entire 3 o'clock hour. I'm falling out of love with them, yet I'm fine with giving Manny Diaz much more time, another season at least. The Miami Heat, fallen in love with them. They have been unbelievably fun. Just an unbelievable surprise to me. I did not expect this. The Patriots, that was fun, although maybe you wanted them to win. The Patriots, they're starting to teeter a little bit, right? I mean, Tom Brady does not have the weaponry. Speaking of weaponry. And then you got...
don't do that to me.
But, I mean...
Yeah.
Cannons. Patriots...
She couldn't catch a touchdown from Brady, though. I thought that's where we were headed.
Patriots are teetering. Nick Saban, I love watching him lose his mind for all the wrong reasons.
He might have had a stroke last night.
He said Auburn's play at the end was unfair.
That's ridiculous.
Nick Saban is ridiculous. Cleveland Browns, they're still not good. They're fun to watch. And we had I said this at the beginning of the show, a very good gambling cover on Saturday, Notre Dame minus 17. They had a miraculous touchdown. Miraculous. Notre Dame, luck of the Irish. They had a miraculous touchdown with less than a minute to go in the opponent's end zone. It was just brilliant. We covered that bet. And then Crowder yesterday, we had no winners. None of my picks were winners. I had the Colts yesterday, and – I'm telling you this, Ryan Tannehill is going to be the end of me. This guy is going to be the death of me.
Why are you betting against him?
Because Jacoby Brissett is a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill. Would you say that today? Yes.
You could have had the conversation, bro. He bashed that man's mouth in yesterday.
Did you see the way Tennessee took the lead, though, and ultimately won that game? It was on a blocked field goal from Adam Vinatieri, who stinks all of a sudden. And that was returned for a touchdown. And while Ryan Tannehill got the call from Deion, when you ball, you get the call. What's Ryan Tannehill now? 5-1 as a starter with Tennessee?
I think he's 5-1. I know he has 0 interceptions in 3 games.
That's great.
Seven touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
And do they have the best offense in the red zone during his tenure as well?
Yeah. But I'll give that to Derrick Henry.
Oh, man, can that guy run?
Yeah, it's a big old – they got another – you see that dude at Alabama now? He looks like damn Derrick Henry.
But that's – I love the running backs from Alabama, which was – we were talking about guys that, Dolphins have traded or let go. Totally drawing a blank on his name.
Drake.
Kenyon Drake.
Yeah.
There was news that I just saw during the commercial break that I said to Crowder. I got to find it here. Dolphins, they extended Eric Rowe. According to, I think it's CBSSports.com, $18 million, $7 million guaranteed.
Because he broke up a pass from Zach Ertz?
Well, I mean, is it Chris Greer and Brian Flores identifying guys who they believe can be a part of their core moving forward? So who have they identified? Alan Hearns.
They gave him $8
million. Right?
Yes.
Jakeem Grant got an extension.
I totally disagree with that one.
Right, and that one still – although he did have that kick return couple weeks ago.
Every 3 years he's going to give you one, and then he's going to not do anything for the next 16 weeks.
And now they've extended Eric Rowe. So I do think that they're being very deliberate in this guy is a bargain. Right, Alan Hearns is a receiving bargain, especially you've got Devontae Parker next year for $5 million, right?
Yep.
Because it was a two-year – $10 million deal?
That was a deal that's impressive.
If that was Chris Greer's doing, which I believe it was, that was an impressive deal. Yeah. To have him – to get an extra year out of Devontae 2 years on the cheap where there's not that much of a risk. And he's – we were having this argument via text, me, you, and Solana. Is Devontae Parker the MVP of the Dolphins this season?
No, I still got Fitzy.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I still got Fitzpatrick, man. Just what he does on the field and emotionally for this team. You know what? I believe the team would have quit on Flores. If Josh Rosen was the quarterback, the team would have quit by now. Fitzpatrick is holding this team together. Devontae's having an amazing year. You know what? We like to what they call it, eating crow.
Yep.
We like to eat crow on this show.
We're wrong.
I have to pull back. I called that man so many names through the last 4 years. Speaking of Devontae Parker, I got to pull back. Devontae has impressed the hell out of me this season. Being the number one, knowing he's getting the best corner, knowing he's getting safety help over there, and still going off. Devontae figured it out. I heard this morning somebody was talking. I was listening to Zach and Joe, and they were talking about how he's doing all the acupuncture, doing all the massages, doing all the stuff that great NFL players do. Somebody worked with him, helped him out. Whatever he did this offseason and throughout this season, continue it, because he's swinging me back on his side, because I couldn't stand Devontae.
Even at the beginning of the season, I was saying to you, is Devontae Parker rewriting his narrative? And you were saying no. Yesterday's game shut up everyone, right?
Yes.
Because he went up, got balls that he should have, right? Was mossing defenders,
yes.
Got balls that he should have. And the one where he stayed in bounds and went for the touchdown, like, you just haven't seen that out of him.
No.
You know what I mean? You haven't seen him extend a play. I would imagine his yards after catch was very low through the first four seasons, because he didn't, you know, maybe there were a couple long passes that would have skewed the results a little bit, but that was impressive yesterday. What he did yesterday was impressive.
When Preston Williams got hurt, I was worried about Devontae, because now there's nobody else with any more attention.
Right.
You're the dude. Those last three games would impress me, and then him going out there, him drawing Darby. Darby went over there first. He went out and whooped Darby's ass. So now Jalen Mills went over there. He's like, Darby, I got you. He went over there and whooped Jalen Mills' ass. The Eagles were a Super Bowl contender before this season. Like, they were, the NFC, you're talking about the Eagles. He went over there and destroyed both of their starting corners in back-to-back halves of football. He impressed the hell out of me yesterday. But since Preston went down, that's when I've swung on Devontae.
But how about you go into next season, right? You have no worry at wide receiver? Is it like you got to
find a slot?
You've got Preston Williams, you've got Devontae Parker, you've got Alan Hearns, you've got Albert Wilson.
You know, I think Albert's gone. That's the one.
Okay,
I don't
so Albert might be gone. So you've got Jakeem Grant.
I don't like him.
And who else? You've got Isaiah Ford. I know they called him up from the practice squad. But you're pretty set there, right?
I would want to go get a slot.
Preston, just a slot receiver though.
Preston and Devontae on the outside, I'm good. I would want to go get a real legit slot that knows how to work that middle to help out Gesicki on the other side. Like, to have Gesicki, a legit slot, Preston and Devontae,
maybe
I would
Jarvis
set
wants
with that.
To come home.
what Jarvis is doing out there.
They can't be happy in Cleveland, right? Odell Beckham's got to be beside himself, right?
Oh, he's going to go crazy soon.
Going to go crazy. Nah.
Maybe when they're not totally out of the playoffs yet. They might have a chance, 10%. Something's going to happen with, because Odell's been great this season.
And when Baker Mayfield threw that INT at the end of the game against Pittsburgh, like, I mean, you can only imagine what Odell is thinking, right? Yeah. Is Baker Mayfield, has he been exposed as not the answer?
He's not a Hall of Famer, I would say. I haven't given up on his ability, period, but I don't.
Best quarterback in the league is
right now
Lamar Jackson?
Yes.
Better than Patrick Mahomes?
No. You know what? You know what? That's a tough question. Because if I want a guy to knock a soda can off of a garbage can 80 yards away, I'm picking Patrick Mahomes all day.
But if you need a guy to bring you 40 yards with a couple minutes to go,
because
Lamar Jackson can kill you so many ways.
And he gets the hell on. The fourth and inches, you're not going to stop that. You're not going to stop the Ravens on fourth and inches. I was looking at a pregame. I think the Ravens, they're like 70% on fourth and goal, fourth and 10 to fourth and one. They're like 70%. You're not stopping Lamar Jackson from getting 8-9 yards. He's just too good.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break so that we can play Sat Your Ass Down in the next segment. If there's someone from the weekend that you want to sat his ass down. This started with Dion Waiters when he allegedly had the THC-laced gummies. Crowder went on a dissertation that someone needed to tell him on the airplane.
Sat your ass down, Dion. Nothing wrong with you. You're not having a panic attack. You're high, man. Sat down.
And it's not sit down. Mm-mm. It's sat down, because he should have been sitting down minutes before.
We're speaking in the past tense.
Right.
Because you should have had your ass already sitting down.
So if you want to win a $50 gift certificate for Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, home of the Hockman Burger, line it up right now, 786-360-0790, and we'll go through the phone calls, and you can tell us who you believe should sat your ass down. I'm sure callers 1 through 10 will be Dan Enos. 786-360-0790. We'll vote on the best one, and the best one will get $50 at Tucker Duke's, home of the Hockman Burger. So a rousing round of Sat Your Ass Down is coming at you in the next segment.
Y'all got to get out to the world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret, voted the best adult club in the country. And trust me, I've been going there 15 years. It's off the chain. We are there Tuesday. After the show, I stayed around for a couple hours and enjoyed the 64,000 square feet of adult fun and the 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar right there attached. Watch all your football games, all your pay-per-view, NFL Sunday, NBA League Pass, all your boxing and pay-per-view matches. The UFC 245 is coming up December 7th. They will have it, and there's no cover charge for any pay-per-view stuff at Tootsie's. There are hundreds of TVs. Just walk into Tootsie's. Whatever you want to see is going to be on. You watch it. No extra charge, and I want y'all to get over there for happy hour. Now, Tootsie's is open from noon to 6 a.m. every single day of the year. 18 hours, and that's for us. But I want you to go over there for lunch. I want to make it your lunch spot. Noon to 8 p.m. is happy hour. Every single day, enjoy half-price drinks. No cover, just walk on in, and the amazing food. The fried lobster is delicious. I had it on Tuesday. I ate three of them. I'm not proud of it, but they're too good. I couldn't put it down. Wings, calamari, nachos, pizza, burgers, cheesesteaks, they are delicious. And if you're leaving or coming to Hard Rock Stadium, bring your ticket or ticket stub, and you will get in Tootsie's for free. With your ticket or ticket stub from Hard Rock, hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful entertainers for free. Just a few minutes away from Hard Rock Stadium is Tootsie's Cabaret, best adult club in the country. And I will tell you, I've done all the research, it is correct. Tootsie'sCabaret.com for more details.
All right, we'll play Set Your Ass Down next on Hockman and Crowder. What a show. We are out live at Twin Peaks in Davie. We're going to get to Set Your Ass Down here in 30 seconds. First, let me tell you about All American Roofing. My friends at All American Roofing, you know, you turn on the news, you see the weather, you start thinking about your roof, although the weather's going to get nice and chilly tonight, man. I don't know if there's any rain in the forecast. I doubt it, but maybe during hurricane season you started to worry about your roof a little bit. If you're worrying about your roof, you got to think about All American Roofing. You don't want to take a chance on your roof. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors, and they're always available to provide the best in customer service. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They are always there to help. Whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free. And they use Y-Green financing. If you need home improvement financing, Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family. It's your home. It's probably your most precious investment. So Y-Green takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for energy efficiency upgrades and climate resiliency. Call All American Roofing, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF, or check them out online at allamericanroof.com. Let's not wait any longer. Solana, let's hit it with Set Your Ass Down.
Damn, set your ass down and shut up. Set your ass down. Set your ass down. Set your ass down. Damn, set your ass down and shut up.
Holla, holla, sit holla, down. Holla, little, holla.
I love that open. That's one of the best things you've ever produced, Solana. All right, we're going to take your phone calls, and first we'll go around the room. We'll give you our set your ass downs for the week, and then we'll go to the phone calls, and someone is going to get a $50 gift card for Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, where you can get the Hockman Burger. You can get several Hockman Burgers for $50, and you will enjoy them, guaranteed. Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, I've got them in Deerfield Beach and Boca Raton. I'm going to go outside the world of sports. I'm going to tell Pete Davidson, the comedian, set your ass down. I read this in the Chicago Tribune online. It says if you go to a Pete Davidson show, and I know he's coming here, you go to a Pete Davidson show, you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement that penalizes you $1 million if you tweet or Instagram any opinions about the performance. Sources confirmed to Variety that Davidson's non-disclosure agreement was to be handed out prior to his November 30th show at the Chicago's Vic Theater, which was a couple days ago. One attendee, Stacey Young, originally discovered by Consequence of Sound, posted the NDA on her Facebook account. It stated, "The individual shall not give any interviews, offer any opinions or critiques, or otherwise participate by any means in any form whatsoever included but not limited to blogs, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or any other social networking or other websites, whether now existing or hereafter created. Wow. And if you don't sign the NDA, you get your money back, but you are not allowed in the show. The fine for breaking the NDA, $1 million. In the event of breach of this agreement, individual shall pay company upon demand as liquidated damages the sum of $1 million plus any out-of-pocket expense. Pete Davidson, set your ass down.
What is going on with this guy?
Who you need to set their ass down?
I'm staying with sports, but it's not a player. It is a commentator. At the Ohio State-Michigan game, Ohio State been done bashed their mouth in 56-27. J.K. Dobbins, their running back, who's going to go to the NFL and be a great player, he had 31 attempts for 211 yards, 4 touchdowns, 7 yards per carry. The boy went crazy. Gus Johnson, the commentator.
Love Gus Johnson.
He comes on and says, you know that J.K. Dobbins, yeah, his mom almost aborted him. She went to the doctor. She went to the doctor, and then she decided not to do it.
Get out of here.
That's her miracle baby. After this man just won the biggest game, the biggest rivalry in college football right now, I would say Gus Johnson need to set your ass down for sitting there telling a damn abortion story. It's supposed to be a celebratory time. A celebratory and abortion, just they don't go together. They don't go together. Gus Johnson, set your ass down.
Alejandro Solana, who do you need to set their ass down this week?
Last Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, both of you were off. Alex Dono and Brian Monroe filled in. We did a Thanksgiving Day food draft. The draft order was as follows. John Beeson, first overall pick. Adam Beasley, second overall pick. Tito Banach, Doug Plagans, third and fourth overall pick. John Beeson, first overall pick, went with mac and cheese. Adam Beasley, second overall pick, green bean casserole. I'm telling both of those guys a double set your ass down because it's the worst Thanksgiving Day food number one and number two picks ever in the history of any food draft.
Well, how could turkey not go number one? I mean, I love mac and cheese and I happen to love green bean casserole as well. Yeah. But how does turkey not go number one?
I'm not vegans. Sure.
Is Beeson a vegan? Too damn big-ass vegan, ain't it? Good creep.
I just want to make sure I have this right. For the food draft on the radio show, you booked John Beeson, Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers, and Tito Banach, a producer who doesn't work at this station anymore that no one's ever heard of?
Well, he was the creator of the food draft, so we pay our respects to the great Tito Banach by always
having
sometimes
you got to move on.
There was no food draft before Tito Banach was born?
Never on these stations, on these
airwaves. I mean, sometimes you just got to move on. You don't always have to pay homage. I'm going to tell Dono and Brian Monroe they got to set their ass down. For booking Tito Banach on the show.
He books more people for Brian Monroe and Donald than he does for us.
All right, Dan Day, he runs our affiliate division. Dan Day, who do you need to set the ass down?
Got to send it out to Georgia Tech defensive back Trey Swilling. First of all, your team had a garbage season, even though they beat the U. We're not going to talk about that. He's had a garbage season. Then they got slaughtered by Georgia 52-7 this weekend. Got into a fight with a freshman on the field, guy by the name of George Pickens. Not only did Trey Swilling get punched in the face, he got thrown into a wall like a chump. So for that, Trey Swilling, set your ass down.
Set your ass down. All right, let's quickly go to the calls here because we've run out of time. And someone needs to win a $50 gift card for Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. Try to make it quick. Ralph in Sunrise, who do you need to set the ass down?
No Ralph.
Josh in Hialeah, who do you need to set the ass down?
I want to tell every Philadelphia Eagles fan that was there with me in that section, cheering in my face, telling me, go birds, fly, eagle, fly. Eagles fan, set your ass down.
Oh, you got
And I just want
my...
to end it with, go turds, cry, eagles, cry.
You've got my heart on that one because my wife is from Philly. So is her family. I hate everyone from Philly. including them.
I had to hit a guy with it. Do you want me to punch you in your face or not?
Good for you.
During the game, I had to say that to a dude.
Good for you.
Thank you.
To John Kajemi? That's crazy.
I went to get me a damn hot dog at the concession stand.
Somebody was doing a Fly Eagles Fly nonsense.
And the dude walked up to me. He was like, hey, go Eagles. And I was like, you good, bro. No, I want you to talk trash back to me. I said, bro, you want me to punch you in your face? Oh, bro, my bad. I didn't know it was going to go
oh
there.
Oh, my God. Rick and Davey. I'd like you to set your ass down, Rick and Davey. Go ahead. Who do you want to set the ass down?
First of all, Crowder, happy 36th birthday, my brother.
Appreciate you, man. That's my homeboy, Hawk.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'm going to tell both of you because, you know, Hawk, you're supposed to be this music guru. And you were talking about, I can understand Crowder, but you're talking about great female white singer, and you left out the greatest of all, who's a member of your tribe, Barbara Streisand.
Well, here's the problem.
Wait.
I saw your text, Rick. I was telling him that he can't go as far back as Carol Channing for a great white singer. First of all, I don't like Barbara Streisand's music, and I don't really like Mel Brooks movies, so you may need to check my Judaism at the door. But Barbara Streisand was popular in the 70s. I was looking for something a little more contemporary, Rick.
No, she was good until the 80s. And trust me, I'm not a fan of her because she's part of the, you know, the Communist Party and the Socialist Party. But
Shut
your ass down. She's the greatest white female singer.
Set your ass down for spreading fake news, Rick. Chris in Miami Lakes. Chris, who do you need to set the ass down?
And I'm going to set down Nick Saban for saying that it was unfair. Referees, that when they call the penalty, and especially they're not in the playoffs this year, so he needs to set his ass down.
I'm with that, man.
I'm with
Nick
Chris.
Saban can always set his ass down. Frank in Fort Lauderdale. Frank, who do you need to set the ass down?
You know, I need to set Adam Gase's sorry butt down for thinking he's an NFL coach and giving the Dolphins and the Bengals their first win of the season. What a loser that guy is.
What a loser. Adam Gase can set his ass down.
I like that one.
Andrew in Miami Lakes, who do you need to set the ass down?
I want to nominate Steve Phelps, the president of NASCAR, who came out last week and said the sport is doing better than ever, yet half the tracks are empty. Record low TV ratings. All the top drivers are retiring. And in 75 days, they have no title sponsor for their sport. What an embarrassment. Steve Phelps, that's your ass down, boy.
Damn.
I don't know much about NASCAR, so I'll have to take his word for it. I didn't know that attendance was struggling and whatnot, but the president of NASCAR can set his ass down.
Maybe they should make him go the other way on the track.
Juan in Miami, who do you need to set the ass down?
They've been going left for 30, 40, 50 years.
Let him go right.
Go left.
To all the six callers, set y'all ass down.
Set your ass down, all the other callers. I like that. Finally, Sonny in Pompano. Who do you need to set the ass down, Sonny?
Devontae Parker needs to sat his ass down. I'm going to tell you why. He caught an attitude after the game when they were saying, oh, what do you think about all the criticism you've been getting in the past? And then he caught an attitude with the reporters. Oh, I always knew about my abilities, blah, blah, blah. No, you need to sat your ass down. You weren't doing nothing for years, and now you're doing something. So everybody's giving you props now. Even Crowder had to eat clone now and say you're good.
All right. That's a good one. Well thought out. There you go. Devontae Parker needs to sat his ass down. So here we are. We've got a vote for the winner. Gets $50 at Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. You can check out the website, tuckerdukes.com. When you're there, you can get the Hockman Burger. Caller one, Eagles fans. Caller two, me and Crowder. That was Rick and Davey. He ain't winning. Caller three, Nick Saban needs to sat his ass down. Adam Gase, caller four. The president of NASCAR, caller five. All the other callers, caller six. Devontae Parker needs to sat his ass down. Caller number seven. My vote goes for caller number one, Josh. Josh, who said Eagles fans, man, they are unctuous. They are hard to be around. And I'm with him. Eagles fans, especially after what the Dolphins did to them yesterday, need to set their ass down. Who you voting for?
I got to go with caller seven because he swung me and it brought emotion out of me. Devontae Parker, I hate people that have success, and when you talk to them about their success, they talk about how you used to doubt them. Hey, man, great game. You weren't saying that 2 years ago. Set your ass down, Devontae. Say thank you for having a great game. You're figuring out the NFL. I'm with, man. That's the best one I heard today.
Really?
Devontae Parker, set your ass
down. I thought that was the worst one, besides Rick's, who always is the worst one. Solana, you will be the deciding vote.
I'm going with caller number one, Josh, because I hate Eagles fans.
Oh, the worst.
The whole city of Philadelphia can sat they ass down.
The entire city. All right, so caller one there, that was
Josh.
All right, Josh, you've got $50 at Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. When you get there, sat your ass down and get a Hochman Burger.
We got to get over there for the end of the year.
I know. I was thinking about going last night, and then I got
I said we. You hear how selfish he is? We need to get over there. I was thinking about it yesterday. You didn't let me finish.
I was thinking about going there last night, and then I thought to myself, I really only enjoy going there with Crowder. And so
Lie.
I'm down.
I did that. What commercial do I have to do here, Solana? I'm confused.
Camp USA or All American Roofing?
Well, All American Roofing I did at the beginning of the segment, which feels like a half hour ago, but I did that at the beginning of the segment. I love talking about Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. You know, you can rent an amazing luxury RV, and it all starts with you going to see my friends Sherry and Steve at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals in Pompano Beach. This is a great way to start the week, by the way, because you can rent an RV that provides all the comforts of home. Nicer than a lot of hotel rooms you'd ever stay in, right? You can get one with a full kitchen or a king or queen size bed, flat screen TVs throughout. But look, it is December 2nd. You've still got time, limited as it might be, you've still got time to get yourself an RV for Christmas break or New Year's break and maybe go somewhere where it's snowing. Maybe you want to show the family some snow. Maybe you want to take the family up to see other family in northern Florida, or maybe you just want to take a trip on the holidays to Tennessee or the Carolinas. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. They will sell out for the holidays, so I wouldn't wait any longer than this week. You got to call them. They've been in business over 15 years. Located just off the Coconut Creek Parkway exit on the Turnpike, you can call them at 954-520-0075, or you could check them out online at campusarv.com. And if you currently own an RV, you can need parts or service, they've got you covered. If you're interested in renting out your RV, you can call them, get more info for their rental program. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, they're in Pompano Beach. Call 954-520-0075 or go to their website, campusarv.com. That was a spirited round of Set Your Ass Down. We went long. It was worth it, though. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with the Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hochman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.